My fantasy, well, not fantasy, but my thought on this was we'd get him on the phone early, and I would say, I'm going to mispronounce your name, and then you're going to fight with me over it on the air, and we're going to have a fight on the air.
Yes.
But we just got him on the phone as the song was fading. I didn't get a chance to set this up.
Okay, so it ain't going to happen now.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Actor Ki Hun Kwan.
We close?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hey!
Hey!
Hi!
It's good morning. It's Ki Hui Kwan. How are you?
Good,
Ki
man.
Ki Hui Kwan?
Yes, Ki Hui Kwan.
Nice.
Wait, Ki Hui Kwan.
Ki Hui Kwan. Kwan.
Thank you for coming on.
Ki Hui Kwan. Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
Love your work.
Oh, thank you.
He was in Indiana Jones.
Yep, he was Short Round.
The Lost Ark.
Yep.
He was Short Round.
Dr. Jones, yep.
Yeah. What was that like working with Harrison Ford?
Oh, my gosh. It was incredible. Harrison is one of the most generous and down-to-earth men I have ever met. Very kind. And you know, and a lot of times, I mean, if you watch my performance in that movie, it's Harrison standing behind the camera helping Steven to get that performance.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a lot of fun to hang around to be with. And honestly, when I did that movie, I didn't know who they were because I've never seen Star Wars or Raiders of the Lost Ark. Right.
Me neither.
So, and so I was just on a set having a really good time with all these adults. And it was not until after the movie did Steven and George screen those movies for me. And then I realized, holy wow, I mean, these people are really famous.
How old were you?
I was 12 years old when I got the part.
You're 12 years old. You're on a movie set with George Lucas, Steven Spielberg,
him too,
and Harrison Ford.
Right. Hang on.
Yes. And in fact, one afternoon, Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher came to visit me.
Wow!
And it was incredible. I was on the ground playing with Carrie Fisher, and you know, now I look back. I mean, you know, honestly, I look back at those experiences with such fond memory, and it's a real gift.
And you're in one of the most two of the most iconic Hollywood movies.
Yeah,
Raiders of the Lost Ark and Goonies.
First
two movies.
And you know that Harrison's doing a number four now of Indiana Jones.
The fifth one is coming out.
Fifth one, yeah.
And I'm so happy because I don't think anybody but Harrison Ford can play Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And to be able to see, you know, to be able to see him don that fedora and crack that whip one more time, you know, I will be the first in line to see it. And I think the audience will love it.
They should bring you back in a movie. Bring Short Round back. Why not?
I would love to, but I don't want to spread any rumors, okay? I'm not in it, but I mean, honestly, I feel very blessed and grateful that I got to be in Indiana Jones 2. I mean, honestly, that movie changed my life.
You are in it, aren't you? You wouldn't have said it that way.
Don't spread rumors.
Rumors. Call the newspaper. Well, no one reads newspapers. Call the internet.
Call TMZ.
Start tweeting now.
He's like, I gotta go. Bye.
This is not Spider-Man.
It's so great to have you on. And I heard, you know, you're talking about Harrison Ford cracking that whip. I heard you're pretty good with a fanny pack.
Yes, I am quite good. And who would have thought that a fanny pack can be a lethal weapon, right?
In your hands, apparently it can be.
What happened?
What'd you do?
I trained very hard for that fight sequence. I trained weeks with our stunt coordinator team and our action team. And it was just so creative. I mean, the Daniels, who wrote and directed this movie, they came up with this brilliant idea, using a fanny pack as a weapon. And, you know, they grew up watching a lot of the Hong Kong movies, which, you know, the same movies that I grew up watching. And Michelle Yeoh is in a lot of those movies. So to kind of pay homage to those movies was incredible. It was a lot of fun. And you know, we had the best of time doing that fanny pack. We shot that in 1.5 days.
Nice.
Which is insane.
Now, explain to the folks who haven't seen Everything Everywhere All at Once yet what happens in that scene.
Well, Michelle Yeoh's character, Evelyn, punches Jamie Lee's character, who is an IRS agent.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Nice.
Yes, Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's amazing in it. Both, I mean, Michelle Yeoh is phenomenal in this, too. So she punches her, and then she calls security. And my character, Wayman, has to verse jump to another universe and comes back with a set of skills to handle the situation. And it's really fun. Our movie is a big science fiction, action, drama, comedy. It's all those things. But at the core of it, it's about this family who are disconnected with one another, and they have to travel far, far into the multiverse to find themselves again. And really, in the movie, it's about what-ifs and about all the choices that we have made in life and what could have been.
That's fascinating.
Have we made different choices? Yes.
And kicking ass with a fanny pack. Only has a pair of Crocs.
Crocs and a fanny pack. Yeah,
what's the least lethal weapon? A fanny pack.
I hope it catches on and bring the fanny pack back.
Right.
Yes. Can be absolutely.
It is coming back a little.
Day of the fanny pack.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say I wore one.
I never had one.
Like last week, I wore one. They're great.
I think it's okay for women to wear them.
Yeah, dudes, no. Yeah. Unless they're hiding a gun.
I had a kid at the time. Limited pockets in the summertime.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Cargo pants.
So.
Yep.
Well, we're really happy to have you on. I got to keep you on schedule here. Actor Kwan. Kwan.
Yes.
Yes, Ki-Hui Kwan, and thank you for having me.
Thank you.
It's been really fun.
Awesome. You're always welcome here.
Yeah, man.
Just anytime you want.
Just keep the fanny pack away.
Keep your fanny pack on.
Yeah, everything. Maybe next time.
Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah. That was quick.
Yeah. What they do over there is if you're not in the middle of something, they just press the button and he's gone.
Bye.
Somebody fell down a hole.